with our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics. We're joined now by Pella Christian senior boys basketball player Deacon Branderhorst following a 62-57 win on Monday night against the PCM Mustangs. Deacon, just let's start. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest of wins, but able to walk away 3-0. What's that feeling like in the locker room, knowing that you got that mark still unblemished?
I feel good about it, actually. Even though it's not the prettiest win, and we have a lot to work on in practice these next few days before Norwalk, we're happy and we can celebrate a victory, and we're just going to move on and put that in the past so we can better ourselves for this next Friday night.
Well, and let's talk about that, too, before we talk about the game too much. You mentioned wasn't necessarily the prettiest. Coach Van White goes in the locker room, and what was the message that he gave you guys following a scrappy win here against PCM tonight?
Our main focus is just our effort. Like, our mindset coming into this game was a little weak, and we showed that when we started out on the court, and we need to come out with that mindset that we're going to fight tooth and nail everything we got on this court, and that's what we need to work on the most coming into practice now.
And going into the game here a little bit, that first quarter, you guys really kind of found something offensively. You were able to get the ball to the basket with Landon, with Gilbert, with Cooper. Second, third quarters, they really started to take that away. How did you guys try to adjust and just find different ways to attack them offensively in the second and third quarters?
I'd just say we just got to keep moving and running, and we just got to wear these guys out. We know we're a really conditioned basketball team, and we know we can run teams down, and that was our big key going into the game, just really pushing transition, and our wings got to get down to the corner really fast, and that was our main motto right there. Just got to keep going and use all our energy and, yeah, really focus on that.
And one thing we got to talk about, too, is obviously the offensive side of things wasn't necessarily where the Eagles wanted it tonight, but you look at their side of things, and you got a guy like Gavin Van Gorp on the other side, who I know you've seen across the court from you here over the last several years. He's a guy who could put up points, and you guys hold him to 8 points tonight. How good did that feel just as a defense to be able to kind of limit their premier scorers? And really, they didn't have any one guy that did a lot offensively for them.
That's good. That's really good to see, and that shows how balanced we are defensively, that we can sub multiple guys and our defense will still step up and be able to hold them to little points, and that's just really awesome to see. And that's a trust aspect of things, that I can trust all my teammates to guard their best players and know that they're not going to give them up a bunch of points.
And just looking at this contest too, on the other side of things, as a senior, these types of games are nothing new for you, right? Where it's scrappy, it's down to the wire. I think back to a couple years ago, your sophomore year, West Burlington, you know, Wilton even that year. I mean, these are games that you guys are accustomed to as a senior group, whether or not you step foot on the court or you're just part of the team. You've been in these environments, right? How beneficial has that been to be in these type of environments where it's close and it takes a gritty effort to be able to pull out a win?
It's amazing because we've practiced physical, we play physical, everything we do is physical. Over these last few years, I've seen a lot of physical play, and being able to get used to that has just been a great aspect that we've had over these last few years, and it's awesome. Who doesn't love a good physical game? And when it gets scrappy, we got to just, who's the tougher team? And we just got to be the tougher team to be able to pull it out.
And again, we're talking to Deacon Branderhorst, a senior for the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, following a 62-57 win over PCM on Monday night. This senior class, too, is a very close-knit group, too. I know some of you, whether that be on the golf team, throughout, you know, this is a close group of guys, too. And I know that Coach Van White kind of said this after the win Friday night. You guys are not afraid to kind of get after each other and practice a little bit, too, and also push each other, right? Not necessarily in a bad way that you get after each other, but, you know, how much does that help, too, knowing that no matter what happens on the court, whether a mistake happens or something happens in practice, something like that, that you guys at the end of the day are all great friends that get along so well?
It's awesome. Being able to be a part of such a connected team is just amazing because we know we all love and support each other no matter what happens, and there's always going to be somebody to pick you up when you're down, and that's just awesome because when I make mistakes and I miss shots, I know my teammates will be right there backing me up and telling me to keep shooting with confidence, and I couldn't ask for anything more, and I couldn't ask for greater teammates.
And I know I kind of mentioned the senior group too. I mean, there's a good mix on this team. There's juniors. You even have a freshman in Trey Steinkamp, and I just got to ask you about that. He made some big plays down the stretch for you guys that kind of helped give you guys a little bit of cushion down the stretch here against the Mustangs. Just seeing how this group is gelling, you know, we talk about those seniors and how close they are, but seeing the juniors and the freshmen and all those seniors meshing. What's that been like just to experience the bond that's starting to form here with Eagles boys basketball?
It's phenomenal. I would like to say that's just who we are as a basketball program. We're all a super tight-knit friend group, and it's awesome to be able to see freshmen like Trey step up. We all love Trey. He's such an awesome point guard, and we love this guy on our team, and I couldn't ask for a better point guard coming from a freshman. He's awesome.
He is a fun player to watch, too. And, you know, looking ahead for this Eagles boys basketball team, the road doesn't get any easier, right? It's been a couple of hard-fought wins here. Friday night, Norwalk coming to town, and another tough battle there. I know that they don't have the Bourne brothers anymore, but always going to be a tough battle when you get into Little Hawkeye Conference play.
Yeah, we can't expect any easy games coming up here. We just got to be able to give full effort and be as physical as we can and just get everything and do everything as right as possible to be able to compete as much as we can and look for a win.
And in practice here, you got to find that balance, right? Two hard-fought wins in a row here, Oskaloosa and PCM. How do you manage that, getting a little bit of recovery for the body there and rest it up a little bit, but also continuing to work hard to be able to come out on the right side of things and get the 4-0 against Norwalk on Friday night?
Now it's just our time to be able to recover and rest and be able to get right in practice and work on all the little things that we maybe messed up, like our shooting and defensive rotations, and it's just the perfect time to be able to prepare for that, and yeah, we're excited.
Deacon, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as we get ready for Friday night, and looking forward to seeing how you guys fare against Norwalk on Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Deacon Branderhorst, senior boys basketball player for the Pella Christian Eagles, following a 62-57 win over PCM on Monday night.